Consider it a red flag warning from the top of state government. In a news release issued Monday, the governor stated that the dry conditions and danger of fire should not be taken lightly. He emphasized that the potential for disastrous wildfires is present in all areas of the state, and we must do whatever we can to prevent fires from occurring. As a result of lower amounts of snow this winter and the lack of substantial rain this spring, the wildfire danger across New York is much higher than usual. Current weather forecasts predict higher than average temperatures and substantial winds, elevating the risk to a very high danger, especially in the lower Hudson Valley. Seamus Leary is the Deputy Commissioner of the Division of Emergency Management in Orange County.
Well, currently the Lower Hudson Valley, including Orange County, is in a red flag warning per the National Weather Service, which means that there's going to be extremely dry conditions and low relative humidity throughout the day, and there's also going to be a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Those two things combined with the dry conditions we've had over the last several weeks exacerbates the conditions for wildfires and brush fires. So it doesn't take much for a serious fire to erupt on a day like today.
Wildfires can break out easily from many types of causes and can spread rapidly and increase quickly in intensity. The governor urged New Yorkers to refrain from starting any type of outdoor fire and to take extra caution, including making sure a lit cigarette is completely extinguished or keeping a close eye on the grill when cooking outdoors. The governor is mobilizing agencies. He's activated the New York State Emergency Operations Center in Albany to provide a heightened state of readiness. Representatives from the Office of Emergency Management, State Police, Department of Environmental Conservation, and Office of Fire Prevention and Control will staff the center on a 24/7 basis as necessary. Colonel Andy Jacob is Assistant Director with the New York State Forest Rangers.
Currently and for the last several days, we've had the New York State Police Aviation Unit flying over the Hudson Valley looking for wildfires or looking for illegal open burning. The State Police plane also includes a New York State Forest Ranger for doing mapping and reporting of the fires. On Long Island, beginning today, the Civil Air Patrol will be flying looking for wildfires, while the Army National Guard has helicopters, large helicopters available to drop water on fire in the event a wildfire is that much out of control that it needs the water dropped on it.
A state ban on residential brush burning is in effect through May 14th, Westchester County spokesperson Donna Green.
Our county parks department put a ban on open fires a week ago in all county parks as a result of the increased risk of fire due to high winds and low relative humidity and very little rain. So this means charcoal and propane fires will only be permitted for cooking. In permanently fixed grills in the parks, no open fires are permitted. Obviously, we want to take every precaution to prevent a fire, and these are just common sense kind of precautions. And there is a report of a lot of rain this weekend, so we're hopeful. A lot of our grounds, our golf courses are dry throughout the county. And we sure hope there'll be a little bit of rain. Not too much, but just enough.
Last week, the governor declared a state of emergency for Suffolk County as brush fires threatened almost 1,200 acres of land. Cuomo promises the state will continue to closely monitor the wildfire danger and deploy whatever resources are necessary to protect New Yorkers should a critical situation occur. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.